Small penis humiliation is even more fun for the married lady for getting what she wants. So, yes, you married a man that has a small penis. Maybe you did it for financial or even emotional security. He is, after all, your best friend. This does not mean, however, that you are stuck with only him sexually. The best way to make a monogamous marriage an open marriage is to show him how bad he is in bed. Here's a short how-to guide on how to humiliate a man with a small penis to get what you want out of him. First, start a subscription to Playgirl or any other large cock magazine. Keep in mind that most men have no idea what a small or large cock is. They may think that porn stars and men in magazines are unusual in nature. So, first you have to talk about how common large-cocked men really are, especially in your past. You can talk about all the girlfriends you have had that have been with men that make your husband's cock look like a toothpick. Start talking about big cocked men while riding your husband's small penis. Pull out your phone and look at pictures of other men while riding him. I recommend going to Tumblr for this. Complain about how you wish certain sexual positions were possible again. The more you talk about how much you wish you could have a certain position, the more his little cock will try to give it to you. When his small little penis fails to be able to do this, you win. Eventually, he will admit to himself that it would be better if you had sex with other men. Presto! Now you just need to find the men to have sex with. Don't forget to reward your little penis when you go out on dates with these men. Allow him a reward like calling me when you're out on a date. His little cock will thank you later by better performance at work. Happy 2017. Hugs and kisses. This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this and other posts like it at humiliationbootcamp.com. My blog is kinkyfunmistress.com, and you can call 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to humiliating your little cock real soon. Love you, boys. Bye.